In the southeastern part of Compton, there are three organized gangs. One key gang is the Wolvar Crip gang of Romanian descent. Another important gang is the Eye of Gulyu. Wolvar Crip gang, their primary street clothes colors are blue and black with face tattoos and the wolf symbol. The Cthulhu Mafia, Eye of Cthulhu, their primary outfit is purple tall hats, purple tuxedos, and a baseball bat. Some mixed ethnicity members who are of Hindu and Incan descent are attempting to encroach upon the Wolvar Crip territory. They made what will prove to be a fatal mistake by going to the Wolverine's Pub. The Wolverine's Pub is a private strip club that is, in fact, the Wolvar Crip gang's hideout, outside the front door. The Wolvar Crip leader calmly speaks. "Hey boys, thanks for robbing that car from that douche the other day. Here is your cut." The Eye of Cthulhu leader yells, "What the fuck you do to my fucking car?" He kicks the door hard. "What the fuck you want from me? Now you go and get it, dog." He shoots his AK-47, making loud noises and puncturing walls and building spaces. The Wolvar Crip leader, with a loud voice, yells back, "Hey, foo, the fuck is wrong with you, dog? Last night, you were with my girl, dog. Whatcha doing with her?" The Eye of Cthulhu leader, in fear, responds, "She says she's into me." "Stay the fuck away from her." The Wolvar Crip leader shoots him with his uranium-powered laser machine gun. The Eye of Cthulhu leader and his crew are turned into skeletons. He closes the door riddled with bullet holes and deals with business. Paris, France, Bel Rouge Gentlemen's Club, night. Vladimir Suravansky, PTGS. President, a crude middle-aged man, early 40s, who is tall and heavy-built with facial hair and a ponytail. He wears a gray hat, gray tuxedo, black shirt, red tie, gray slacks, and white dress shoes. He was also once affiliated with the Freemasons, shown by the ring on his left hand. There are exotic dancers working the pole, strippers getting paid by the elites tipping them on the floor, and hip-hop music is booming. A waitress serves Vladimir a cranberry vodka,